You're listening to the You Are Limitless podcast, where you're going to awaken to your limitless nature using principles of business, psychology, neuroscience, and spirituality to effortlessly create extraordinary business success and impact and lasting personal well-being. Hi, I'm your host, Ani Manian, trusted advisor to the world's top CEOs, entrepreneurs, leaders, and change makers, and I'm going to help you take your life and business to levels you never thought possible. I believe that the quality of your life and business is a direct reflection of your level of consciousness, and there's a universe of possibilities waiting for you right outside your current frame of thinking. If you're ready to play the game of life and business on God mode, then this is the podcast for you. Hey there, welcome to this training, Seven Figure Flow. We're going to be talking about how you can grow your business to 100K plus a month by upgrading your mind. So this really is for established entrepreneurs. If you're a beginner, if you're just starting out, you might find a lot of value from this, but I'm really going to be focusing on online entrepreneurs who've been in business for a little while, coaches, consultants, experts, e-commerce, store owners, agency owners. If you run a SaaS company, if you're a course creator, you must already have some customers and clients that you can deliver a service or a product or result for. That means you must already have established product market fit. And ideally, you should be doing at least six figures a year, 10 to 30K a month, at least. And this would be really amazing for you if you're looking to scale to seven figures a year or hit that mythical 100K per month mark. If you're scaling from seven to eight figures, you're also going to find this really valuable. But I'm really going to focus on the part of the journey that goes from several six figures to seven figures and beyond. And this is going to be super valuable for you if you're the kind of person, you're the kind of entrepreneur who wants to maximize freedom, time, and your own happiness. There's a lot of people who are willing to create money and get rich and just stockpile cash at all costs. They're willing to do pretty much anything, put their own health on the line, their own happiness, their own relationships, even if it means burning out, even if it means doing stuff that they don't really enjoy. If you're one of them, this is probably not going to be very interesting to you because I really care about a balance across all of these areas. I want to experience a very high level of freedom in my life. I want to have a lot of time and I also want to be happy. And I want to show you in this training how those things are not mutually exclusive with having $1 million business, or even a multi-million dollar business. In fact, balancing those things is actually how you actually get there. And lastly, if you're interested in operating at your peak potential. So this idea is basically thrown around a lot these days, but one of my core beliefs is that we're happiest when we are actually expressing and operating out of the peak of our potential in terms of our creativity, in terms of our expression, in terms of our intelligence, in terms of our just all our skills. We want to be used in service to something. And I think that's one of the fundamental keys to being happy, to being fulfilled, to live a life of meaning. So if you're the kind of person who cares about that, you care about just unlocking and unleashing every drop of potential that you have and leaving it all on the dance floor, then you're going to find this really useful. What I've noticed is that at this stage, this is a really weird in-between stage between, you know, 10 and 30K a month to 100K plus a month. And what entrepreneurs at this stage are typically held back is actually their own unwillingness to grow in the ways that their business requires them to, and their inability to execute well on what they already know they need to do. That's right. You actually already know exactly what you need to do to grow. And you're going to really understand what that really means and where all of this resistance comes from. So for you, it could be hiring a salesperson. It could be starting a YouTube channel and starting to build a really strong organic brand. It could be starting paid ads, maybe on Facebook, maybe on YouTube, maybe even TikTok. Creating a high-end backend offer, maybe creating a mastermind, maybe creating an ascension step for your clients, raising your prices, scaling delivery and fulfillment. Maybe you need to hire a team. Maybe you need to hire people who are actually able to take that off your plate. Maybe it's emailing your list consistently. And there's so many other core levers that if you actually fully apply yourself to them, it could absolutely explode your business. The things that you need to do, but you're probably avoiding them, and there are ways that you're not showing up. So let's just jump right in. As your business grows, a new set of problems emerge. These are different problems than when you first started. It's not about getting clear on your niche. It's not about getting your first sale. Now you have an entirely different set of problems that actually come from your success. So now you may have challenges in hiring and managing key team members to delegate to because you need to get stuff off your plate in order to scale without working even more. You may be experiencing more complexity and chaos in the business, which keeps your profit margin super low, your revenue up and down on a roller coaster, and you experience challenges in scaling predictably and consistently. You may even be feeling stretched, leading potentially hundreds or thousands of clients, people in your audience, and also your team every single day while facing yourself, your inner dialogue, your inner demons, your beliefs, your fears and doubts. And often us entrepreneurs, we wonder if we're the only ones feeling this way. So if that's, you're in the right place. It can really feel like your business has taken over your entire life. I remember feeling this way, and every waking moment, every single last bit of my mental bandwidth was completely consumed because personally, I didn't dare to have boundaries. I didn't dare to limit how much energy I was giving my business, how much time, how much attention, because I was operating in such a state of scarcity where there was never enough time to do everything I needed to. I was nowhere near where I thought I should be. And there's all these paradigms that I'm going to tell you about today that I hope really resonates with you and helps you create some really fundamental shifts in how you relate to yourself and relate to your business. Because guys, boundaries is absolutely key. If you find yourself not having boundaries with your business, if it literally takes over your entire life, that's a problem because that's not scalable. That's not going to allow you to grow your business. It's actually going to cause you to sabotage your business all over the place because our first imperative is to survive. And anything, literally anything, even if it's your beloved business, if it's taking so much of you, if it's costing you your sleep, it's costing you your sanity, your brain will find a way to sabotage it. So right now you might also be involved in every area of the business. So you know that you're the single biggest bottleneck, but you're simultaneously afraid to let go of control. This is that weird in-between zone that I'm telling you about, because here we don't really have a fully functional, high-performance team, a rock star operational setup where we can delegate pretty much every single thing to people who we know have an established track record of doing it far better than we could. We still have to be involved. We're still operating from a little bit of that scarcity. We're afraid that everything that we've, you know, worked so hard for can disappear overnight. So we simultaneously operate from the knowing of being the single biggest bottleneck, but we're afraid to let go of the reins, let go of control, to delegate, to empower. And this keeps us really over-involved. And in this middle zone, this weird in-between space, you may also live, if you're anything like me, with this persistent sense that you should be further along by now, right? There's this idea that I'm really not where I ought to be, where I could have been. And there's almost a daily beating up of the self for not being further ahead. And you rarely perhaps even celebrate yourself what you've already accomplished, because it's so much easier and habitual to compare yourself constantly to other people in the same programs, courses, and masterminds, and just get triggered by their success. Because again, it feels like they know something that you don't. There's this self-doubt that seems to creep in all the time. Because at this stage, when we're watching other people succeed in the ways that perhaps we want to, this nagging thought keeps coming in if we're missing something, if they know something we don't. And something that happened with me that I really experienced was that I was furiously trying to figure out what the magic strategy is, what the magic tactic is, what's that tool that's going to make all the difference? What's that funnel that if I just have that funnel, then you know it is just going to make my business explode? Or that magic business model or that business formula, right? There's all these people online who seem to have the perfect formula for our businesses. And so we, even though we know theoretically that there's no magic pill, there's no magic bullet, silver bullet, however the saying goes, there's a part of our brain that's furiously trying to figure out what the right thing is, the right strategy, the right tactic. So much of our energy goes into figuring out what the right thing is. And this is a mental block. This is a mental bias that I'm going to tell you about. Because once you shift this, everything changes. And at this stage, right, you're probably inundated with people on all the channels, all the social media, marketing to you that missing piece that'll solve all of your problems. So it's so weird. There's so many people who seem to have that elusive missing piece that'll just allow our business to completely skyrocket in record time. Whether it's YouTube ads, writing a book, webinars, low ticket offers, high ticket upsells, Facebook groups, there's ad agencies, people say you need to host a virtual summit, you need to do outreach on LinkedIn, you need to launch a podcast, you need to hire a VA. It's literally endless because all of this is actually designed to make you feel really insecure about yourself and your business and to exploit the trauma response that comes up in you when you are exposed to this marketing to sell you something that you don't really need. And unfortunately, a lot of entrepreneurs fall for this because honestly, they're willing to grow and do whatever it takes to grow with it. Like us entrepreneurs, we've put everything on the line to go all into our businesses. And failure is not an option. We don't have a plan B and we're unemployable. This is all we've got. And we're going to keep trying. We're going to keep iterating. We're going to just stay at it as long as it takes. And this is a hard road. And there's a lot of marketers out there who want to exploit this very vulnerable place that entrepreneurs are in and use it to sell them, you know, stuff they don't really need. So the result is that you probably feel really overwhelmed and you have to do everything or at least way too much and that there isn't enough time for it all. So this essentially just makes you work even harder because, like I said, giving up is not an option. In this training, I'm not going to give you any strategies or tactics to add to your plate, right? I'm not going to give you the four steps to this and the five steps to that. I want to show you a completely different way to think about yourself and your business. And honestly, this exact information that I'm about to give to you, this has helped a lot of people scale their businesses exponentially. I've worked with hundreds of entrepreneurs. Many of them have just seen insane growth and we haven't changed anything about their business. We didn't change the strategies, change the tactics, add more marketing. In fact, what I want to propose is that what's going to get you to the next level is actually removing things, is actually simplifying, is actually just cutting out so much of the noise and focusing on the select few pieces of signal that is actually what's going to get you the results that you want. And I created this training because I want you to win. I really love entrepreneurs. I think entrepreneurs are really going to make the biggest difference in the state of our civilization, our society, our species. There's a lot of stuff going on in the world. And what the world needs is more entrepreneurs because entrepreneurs, as you're going to learn in a little bit, essentially have decided to go through the most intense personal growth experience that any human being can go through, which is starting a business. And they're putting themselves on the line, right? They're putting themselves, they're putting their money where their mouth is. They're putting themselves out there. They're taking a massive risk and they're creating value. And there's a level of self-leadership and self-empowerment and self-belief and personal power really that is required to be successful as an entrepreneur. And honestly, that is really what we're going for. That's why creating a $1 million business from scratch is so powerful. It's so life-changing for the entrepreneur themselves, for their family, for their community, but also for the world, because we need more people who are ready to take radical responsibility for themselves, who are ready to lead themselves, lead their team, lead their industry, lead their clients, because that's what's going to create the world that we want to live in. And honestly, there is nothing more satisfying than building a $1 million business from scratch. There's literally nothing more satisfying. And I'm obsessed with helping entrepreneurs really create and develop the kind of psychology that allows them to do this with a lot less effort, with a lot less sacrifice, and just having a lot more fun, because life's really short. And if you aren't completely in love with your business, if it doesn't feel the most amazing thing that you get to do, then I really invite you to listen closely, because what I want to offer to you today is going to completely change the paradigm, to completely change the way you function in your life and in your business. Now, this $1 million milestone is not important because of the money, but like I said, the level of personal power that milestone requires of an entrepreneur, it is the most incredible demonstration of who you have to become. So if any of this resonated with you, wherever you are on your journey, no matter how many setbacks, challenges, however amount of self-doubt you've been through, I want you to know that you're not alone. You're not missing anything. And you actually have what it takes. In a way, I'm speaking to the past versions of me. I remember the sleepless nights. I remember the tears. I remember the crippling self-doubt. I remember how hard it was. And I also remember how lonely and isolated I felt. And if you're there right now, if you're questioning yourself, if you're questioning if, you know, you're doing the right thing, I just want you to know you're not alone and there's nothing wrong with you. You're not missing anything. You actually have what it takes. And it is possible for you to have a business that brings in 7 figures in profit, and profit, not just revenue, because it's actually totally possible. And 7 figures in profit these days is, it's a good life. It's not even crazy money. And a business that supports you in having an incredible life, a business that's built around your life rather than one that consumes every drop of your life. And it makes an incredible impact in the world. And it feels like a joy to run. Like, I really believe that our business should be the greatest source of joy and pleasure for us. And in fact, striking that balance is actually the only way to truly have an extraordinary life in business. We have to strike that balance. So I call this 7-figure flow, right? This idea of 7-figure flow to me is so key. And this has really helped so many entrepreneurs grow exponentially, because when you balance $1 million a year in profit, the founder's happiness and your impact on clients, you operate in what I like to call 7-figure flow. This is almost a level of flow that you experience as an entrepreneur, but also the business experiences. It's the perfect balance that you want to strike. And this is the formula that's helped me generate millions of dollars online. My clients generate well over $1 billion in additional revenue. And if you have profit and happiness, but you're not getting amazing results for your clients, guess what? You're not going to be in business for very long, because your product isn't good enough and reputation and word travels fast. If you have client results and profit, but you're not happy, and there's a lot of you who might be in that boat or spend at least a few days a week in that boat, you're going to burn out. You're going to lose motivation and you're going to resent your business and your clients and your team. And if you have client results and you have a pretty high level of happiness, but you don't have enough profit, then you're actually not going to have the cash flow to support yourself, to hire a good team and actually grow your business, which over time is going to impact the results that you can deliver and of course your happiness. So after working with hundreds of entrepreneurs and helping them scale their businesses exponentially, many of whom went from 10K a month, 20K a month to 100K per month to, and some of them scaled all the way up to $1 million plus a month. Now, all of this happened without changing a single thing, like I said, about their ads, their team, their strategy, systems, or processes. So I've seen firsthand what actually works and what doesn't. And I want to give you the insights that'll save you years of frustration. But as a coach, I'm going to tell you things that might feel really uncomfortable, but you absolutely need to hear these things if you want to grow. You don't have to agree, but I urge you to keep an open mind. Look, if your business isn't where you'd like it to be, you might think that the problem is that your team isn't performing. They're not stepping up or taking initiative. You don't have the cash flow to hire the best talent. Maybe there's drama with your employees. Your marketing's not working. Your ads and funnels are not converting. The lead quality is poor. Your messaging or offer stack isn't strong enough. You might think that your current audience isn't big enough. You don't have a big enough email list. There's too many competitors in your space. Your salespeople aren't delivering. They're not closing well enough. Your clients aren't renewing. There's turnover and churn. Or there's just deadlines being missed, balls being dropped, projects taking too long, and too many operational issues. What I want you to know is that these are all external manifestations of a deeper internal problem. Because every business, every level of your business requires a different version of you. And the psychology that got you this far is actually now the very thing that's holding you back. To scale your business exponentially, right, you need to evolve, you need to grow with each stage of the business. So you need to generate a bigger output in terms of revenue and customer value with the same level of input, because guess what? You only have a finite set of resources in the form of time, energy, and attention. So this idea, this concept is called leverage. And the entrepreneurs who are dominating your market have the same amount of resources as you, right? They have the same amount of time as you, same number of hours a day. They have roughly the same amount of energy as you. and they have the same amount of attention as you. What they're doing is they're applying those resources more efficiently in a way that generates an asymmetric return. That's really what scaling means, right? When we talk about scaling, what we're saying is that we want to generate a bigger output with the same or a smaller level of inputs. So this is why every level of your business requires a different version of you in terms of your psychology, decision-making, and your leadership, because you have to become the kind of person who can create that next level of leverage. So the four key shifts you need to make going from a 10K a month to a million plus a month involve growing from running a business as a practitioner. So when you're starting out, you're a practitioner, right? You're a technician, you're doing all the work, you're trading time for money until you max out, and then you progress to a manager. So as a manager, this is stage 2, you're delegating tasks and skills, but guess what? You are still critical for value delivery. You are still the bottleneck. Then you evolve into the operator stage. So here you have systems, processes, and structure, but everything still must go through you because you still need to be in control. Now, this makes you the choke point for the entire business. And often what I see is here, you're putting out fires every day, you're still fighting to be needed. And this creates a natural ceiling on the business's growth. Eventually, you want to graduate to being a leader, where you're a true strategic visionary supported by a solid team of rockstar high performers. You're also a coach to your team because your work is more about developing leadership, duplicating leadership. And you're not really required for the delivery of value in the business. You're not required for the acquisition of leads into your business. You're not really required to nurture those leads and to sell those leads into your products and services and offers. And when the entire business value chain can function without you needing to be a critical step in it, then the growth of your business is fully decoupled from your finite resources of time, energy, attention. This is what we want. We don't want to make money from effort. We want to make money using our minds. You want to earn with your mind, not with your time. This also, when we reach this point, the business actually becomes a machine. And then the role of the leader, the CEO, shifts to actually feeding the machine. So at that point, we graduate to maybe building a bigger brand, a bigger organic brand, really striking strategic partnerships, really growing the presence of the business, really developing leaders, hiring the right people, coaching them, building company culture, really communicating the vision. Now, these revenue ranges are, by the way, if you're just listening to this on audio, this full video is available on all the channels. Find me on YouTube, Facebook, whatever, because there's some really cool slides to go with it. At these revenue ranges that I'm showing you for these levels, level 1 practitioner, level 2 manager, level 3 operator, and level 4 leader, these are ranges, which means you can actually step into these higher levels at lower levels of revenue as well. But the bottom line is that every level of your business is going to require a different version of you. And you cannot grow your business to the next level being who you are now, being the person who was able to get to this point, because the psychology that got you this far is now the very thing holding you back, right? Maybe you got here by doing everything yourself, being involved in every single aspect of your business, right? That same quality is now going to create a natural ceiling on growth, because unless you get things off your plate, you're not going to be able to grow. You're not going to be able to take in more customers. You're not going to be able to increase your average order value. You're not going to be able to increase lifetime value by adding higher level offers on the back end. You're not going to be able to increase acquisition dramatically. So the psychology that you've been operating from goes from being a strength to a liability when you're looking to jump from one level to another. So when a business isn't growing fast enough, it just means that the leader isn't growing or resisting growth and continues to operate from a psychology that's basically the sum total. When I say psychology, the sum total of your thoughts, of your beliefs, of your decisions, of your habits, and your mental and emotional states. Now, these are either compatible or, you know, wildly incompatible with your goals. And this is why you get stuck in a loop or a plateau. And no matter how hard you try, you cannot break through unless you first upgrade yourself. And the faster that happens, the faster that you grow as a leader, as an entrepreneur, the faster that the numbers will follow. This is a given fact. Think about it this way. If Jeff Bezos handed you step-by-step instructions on exactly how he built Amazon, would you be able to implement it and replicate his results? How about even 1,000th of the result, right? It's not that there's something wrong with you. It's just that the difference between success and failure is not in the how-to knowledge. This is why there's so much content out there. There's so much free and paid content around the step-by-step way to build this kind of a business and that kind of business. But these entrepreneurs get wildly different results because the ones that struggle are not yet the kind of person who can build that kind of business. So in this example, you're not the kind of person yet who can build Amazon because you haven't developed the mindset, the beliefs, the thought patterns, and the habits that Jeff had to build. And he only was able to build that because he was on that journey. And I can guarantee that compared to when he started building Amazon, he's a completely different person now. He even looks completely different. And yet he had to reinvent himself over and over and over again. Because when you have no employees, you can be one kind of person. But as soon as you have to hire an employee, you have to become a different person. When you hire 5 or 10 employees, again, you have to completely upgrade who you are as a leader. So this is why to entrepreneurs in the same coaching programs with access to the same information, the same tools, and the same strategies and SOPs get completely different results. The only difference between them is their mind. It's their psychology. And without the right psychology, you can have the best strategies and tactics and SOPs and step-by-step handholding and still not get the results. Think about it, right? You take a program that's focused on helping you close more deals, and they give you the best sales script in the world. If you have blocks around asking for money, if you have blocks around charging high prices, if you have blocks, if you have insecurities and this feeling of inadequacy that pops up when you're live on the phone or on Zoom with a prospect, if you get nervous, if you have confidence issues, if there's all these psychological barriers and blocks, you can have the best sales script in the world, but you're still not going to be able to produce results. So if there's one thing that you get from this, the core point that I want to make is that the strategies, the tactics, the SOPs, all of that is completely useless until you have the right psychology that can leverage all that. And once you do, then all those same things become rocket fuel for your business. It's like having a Lamborghini and not knowing how to drive it. It's completely useless. But if someone teaches you how to drive, you take off like a rocket. If you don't know how to manage yourself, manage your mind, your emotions, your sabotage patterns, you're going to have a really hard time leading your team, leading your clients, leading your industry, and no program or level of effort will give you the results that you want. The core takeaway so far is that the person who got you to six figures won't get you to seven, and being the person who got you to seven won't get you to eight, because if your business isn't where you'd like it to be, chances are you're stuck in the same patterns. There's only one thing that determines how fast you grow from six to seven to eight figures, and that's how far you can grow yourself, because look, the next level of your business requires the next level of your capacity to handle more responsibility. You have to develop stronger character traits, more discipline, more focus. You need next level beliefs, because the person who was able to, you know, generate 100K in the business has a different set of beliefs than the one who can generate $1 million. You need to have more dialed in organization and structure, because you have to offset the increase in complexity and entropy. Because as the business gets bigger, there's more entropy in the system. There's more complexity. Now, the business is going to explode unless the entrepreneur can actually contain and create structure around this so that value can flow in the business. You need to do the same with yourself. So more clients, more customers, more moving parts means that there's more chaos in your psychological system. So you need better emotional regulation to stay centered in the midst of this chaos, uncertainty, this fear, doubt. You need better leadership abilities to hire, manage, and coach a team effectively, because you want them to perform at a high level. Look, you're literally going where you've never gone before. And to get there, you have to become someone you've never been before. This is totally uncharted territory. And this is where I see most entrepreneurs sabotage themselves, because they don't know how to navigate through this. And this is actually what I specialize in. This idea of sailing these completely uncharted seas, really finding a level of regulation, safety, and focus, and really becoming, architecting yourself, becoming someone you've never been before to create a result that you've never gotten before. I promise you, this is the most exhilarating, most meaningful, most fulfilling thing you can do for yourself. Because I really believe that the true purpose of your business is actually to help you grow into the best version of yourself. Because your business is going to bring up all the places where you have fear, where you need control, where you feel unsafe, right? Where you're outsourcing safety to money, where you have attachments and expectations, where you're reactive, where you doubt yourself, where you lack confidence, where you are in avoidance. Where you feel shame or guilt, where you're not in full integrity with yourself, where you keep breaking your word to yourself, the thing that you said that you'll start doing or you'll get done that you don't, where you're avoiding taking radical responsibility, where you're not consciously choosing to become the creator of your reality and instead showing up as a victim. Because your game in business is actually the most intense and incredible game of personal evolution that you'll ever play in your life. It's going to be a mirror for every single thing that's inside you. And if you avoid looking inward, then you're going to have to expend extraordinary amounts of energy outwards, and it'll still not get you the results that you want. You can keep changing all the things in your marketing, on your team, the systems, the tools, the processes, the tactics, but it's still not going to solve the core problem. But if you take this challenge on, if you use your business as a direct reflection of your psychology, then you'll become actually unstoppable. You'll become unrecognizable to yourself and everyone around you. Just think about the version of you that's already achieved what you want. So take a second and just imagine the version of you that's achieved all of your current goals. Maybe it's $1 million, a multi-million dollar. You're bringing in over 100K a month in pure profit. You have exactly the number of employees that you want. Some of you I know don't really want a big team, and you want $1 million one-person business. Or if you have dreams of having a great team of people that you're leading, that you're supporting and taking care of, imagine that you have that team. See the faces of all the people that you want to impact in terms of your clients and customers. Just think about the ripple effect you've had in the world as that version of you that's already achieved everything that you want. See how this has impacted your life. Maybe you're living in a different place. Maybe you're driving a different car. Maybe you're going to different places on vacation. Maybe you're flying first class, right? Just sink into this for a second. The version of you, the greatest version of you really, that's already achieved everything you want in your business. Maybe you're on the cover of Forbes if that's something that really motivates you. Maybe you're on stage giving a speech about how you built all this. Now, as you drop into this space, I want you to think as that person, as that version of you. What beliefs does that version of you have about himself or herself? What thoughts does that version of you think? How does that version of you feel on a daily basis? What consistent actions did that version of you have to take to actually create that success? What is that version of you willing to do and had been willing to do all along that you aren't right now? What level of focus and commitment would that version of you demonstrate? Just notice the difference between who you are now and that version of you. Because what you get by achieving your goals is not as important as who you become by achieving your goals. Because that's actually the true purpose of your goal. It's a forcing mechanism for you to become the kind of person who can actually achieve that goal. So we have to make this journey from our current self to our future self to build that desired state of our business. For me to make $1 million, I had to become a different person compared to when I was making 100K. I had to show up differently. I had to quit hiding. I had to quit playing small. I had to put myself out there so my brand reaches more people. I had to change how I talk to myself because I couldn't be tearing myself down all the time. I had to create radical self-belief. I had to teach myself new skills. I had to become a better leader. I had to become the kind of person that, you know, a team wanted to follow. I had to literally become a different person. The kind of person who makes $1 million on the inside before it appears in my bank account. And when I did that, everything changed. Because the business grows effortlessly when who you are being and your beliefs, your thoughts, your feelings, and your actions is perfectly aligned with what you want. So the point I want to drive home is that it's not the strategy or tactic that you use. It's the quality of execution applied to any strategy or tactic that makes exponential growth possible. So there is no right strategy or tactic, right? It's always a level of execution. Most entrepreneurs waste, and I used to be totally guilty of this, wasting insane amounts of energy, fretting over an ad platform, a tool, a funnel, that I completely lost sight of what actually moves the needle. And for every business, it's always one or two aspects that limit its growth. Some entrepreneurs have a great product, but no leads. And if they just solve that one bottleneck, that one problem, their business will explode. Others have a big audience, but no product. If you can identify your main bottleneck and take clear, consistent action to overcome it, you can easily scale from 10K a month to over 100K per month in under 12 months. I've seen it over and over again. If you aren't getting the results that you want, the truth is that you're not executing on what you know you need to do with compounding singular focus in the most optimal mental state. This is basically, if I can boil everything down to one sentence, it's this idea of compounding singular focus in the most optimal mental state. Helping entrepreneurs create this is what my entire business is based on, right? Because to build an extraordinary business, you have to use the power of compound interest. So the majority of the returns happen over a longer period of time. And you have to focus on the core value driver. So that's the singular focus. And you have to do it in a state of flow. And that's the optimum mental state. When you combine these three things, when you get this mathematical equation right, this is what I call seven-figure flow. It's like playing the game of business on God mode. No one can compete with you because you're having so much fun. You're getting your clients and customers insane results, and you're being rewarded in terms of money with a lot of profit. This is why in my frequency mastermind, we focus on who you are as an entrepreneur at the fundamental level so you can become the person who can actually take action from that higher level from this place. If you take nothing from this training, take this away. The only thing that's keeping you from where you currently are to the business that you want to be, that million or multi-million dollar business, is that all you need to do, the only thing missing, is compounding singular focus in the most optimum mental state applied to the highest leverage activities around your main bottleneck in your business. Now, your level of self-mastery, your level of self-leadership, and agency and autonomy and sovereignty over your internal state, right? That is what determines the extent to which you can do this. So if you don't have influence over yourself, right? If your state of being, that is your identity, how you see yourself concept, your beliefs, how you think about yourself, right? The things you believe to be true, the thoughts that you have on a daily basis, how you feel, right? The feelings that those thoughts generate and the actions that you take. If all of this is affected by, influenced by, yanked around based on external circumstances or people, right? You're basically not in control. You're not, this is the good kind of control. You don't have influence over your own state of being. And this is what leads people to feel shitty. And when they feel shitty, they aren't able to work and create the optimum quality of end product. They just don't produce. And they're not able to take action along the things that will actually move the needle because the fear, the self-doubt, the stress, there's a whole host of essentially shitty experiences. And they become victims to the environment that they're in, the circumstances that they're in, the people in their life, a customer refunds you, instantly go into a bad mood, right? Your sales team shits the bed and it completely destroys your entire week. You have to step into being the supreme creator of your reality because the supreme creator of your reality can choose your state of being, right? That means your state of being, your identity, how you see yourself, your beliefs, your thoughts, your feelings, actions, they don't arise out of the circumstances around you, the people outside you, what's happening in your business. They come from how you choose to be, how you choose to feel, how you choose to see yourself, what you choose to believe about yourself, the thoughts you choose to think, how you choose to feel, what you choose to do. If you can master this, you can create literally any result in your life. Now, the other thing is that your attachment to the result that you want in your business impacts your state of being, and it keeps you in separation from your goals. So this is true for every business goal, right? Every external goal is just a proxy for an internal feeling that you think you'll be able to experience once you achieve it. But this basically leads you to creating a contract with yourself to be unhappy, dissatisfied, and in scarcity until you actually have it. So most entrepreneurs live in a constant state of worry about the distance to their goals without actually appreciating that they've already achieved what they used to dream of. Unlike what your mind convinces you to believe, gratitude and self-appreciation won't slow you down and make you lazy. It's actually the rocket fuel you need to propel yourself forward in the most optimal way. So you have to have one hand in a state of gratitude and appreciation for who you are, what you've achieved, and the other hand into the future, in desire, what you're trying to create. Without that, you're going to be out of balance. So a lot of entrepreneurs also think that once they get to a million, that everything's going to be great. There's this future casting and projecting of this ideal utopia that they think they'll encounter. And this is what actually leads them to create this contract with themselves to be unhappy till they actually get what they want, till they get to that future state. Then they'll feel like they've arrived and things will feel easy. But of course, the opposite of that is what happens. Because when you get to a million, if you didn't get there by operating in the right mindset, everything gets actually more complex and more complicated. Because guess what? You have to start hiring people, developing new skill sets and developing systems on top of what you're already doing, because the bigger business means more clients, more customers, more delivery, more fulfillment, bigger list, bigger audience, more people to nurture, more people to upsell. If you haven't become the kind of person who can handle that, you're not going to allow yourself to get there, because you're going to be completely crushed by what comes next. So if you work from a place of insecurity, worry, and fear, you're going to end up being burnt out, exhausted, and resentful of your business. If you're exhausted by your business and you feel frustrated, uncertain, fearful, it's because you're actually trying to outrun your own doubt and insecurities and use your business to prove yourself. Look, when you think about your business, if you feel like crap, you have some work to do, because that's basically like driving with the parking brake on. You have to examine the thoughts that are creating those feelings and what subconscious beliefs are underneath playing havoc. Because in this state, you're actually in resistance to what you want and who you need to be and how you need to feel to actually get there. You have to feel the way you think you'll feel at the end, in the present, right now, and from now on your journey, because you're not going to feel it when you get to the destination. You have to shift your focus from the goal, the thing that you want, maybe it's $1 million a year, to who you're being and the actions you need to take consistently to hit that goal. So this is called process focus rather than outcome focus. So you have to live from that more empowered place, more empowering beliefs, more empowering thoughts and mental states, because that's what's going to allow you to take those actions, those higher level actions, and take them consistently. That'll actually move you faster towards your goals. And you have to do this by realizing that there is not better than here, right? If you make the future, if you glorify the future as something that's better than the present, you will not be able to act optimally. You're not going to be able to take actions from the right state in the present moment. You're going to make yourself miserable, waiting to be happy as a way to motivate yourself. We have to get rid of that programming. So if you have to be happy now if you want to be happy then. So just think about how you'll feel when you're truly satisfied with where your business is, with the money that you're making, with the impact that money represents. That's the feeling you need to work from. The most important work an entrepreneur can do is getting into the mental state where they feel turned on and work feels exhilarating and they're absolutely focused on what moves the needle. Look, the other big mistake that I see entrepreneurs make is that they try to scale their business using more effort. Now, one of the most fascinating things about going from 6 to 7 figures and 7 to 8 is that you can't actually get there working 10x as hard. If you're already working at max capacity, how will you possibly double your revenue? This is actually one of the reasons why I see entrepreneurs sabotage their growth, because there's often a fear of success because they're barely surviving at the current level and they're dreading the increase in responsibility that'll come at the next level. Plus, if you get there with grind and hustle, you'll need grind and hustle to stay there. So it's much better to build the right foundation from the get-go. Effort makes the biggest difference when it's aligned with the desired outcomes and stems from a devotion to your goals rather than fear. Exponential growth actually forces you to change how you and your business is organized at a fundamental level. You have to question everything in a way that you just don't when you're trying to grow incrementally, because to make incremental growth happen, you can just do more. If you want to grow exponentially, if you want to grow 10x in 12 months, you're going to have to fundamentally change things in yourself, in your psychology, and in your business. You have to replace your effort with teams, systems, processes, or just eliminating the things that you're used to doing, because that's not going to be able to sustain. You're not going to be able to sustain that where you're going. You have to let go of control. You have to stop avoiding managing, hiring, and firing employees. And this really means growing up. You have to be willing to detach from who you are, who you've always been, so you can become all that you can be, the greatest version of you. Let go of your current identity, your current patterns, habits that are just incompatible with the next level of your business. This also means that you have to grow up and accept a certain amount of responsibility and accountability to someone other than yourself. Look, when I used to be afraid of having a team, this is what I was actually afraid of. I was afraid of having more responsibility and accountability. And it's impossible to scale past a certain level if we aren't willing to take on more responsibility and more accountability. So this is really a transition from being a hunter to a farmer. So what got you to this place in your business was your sheer hunger and tenacity. You went out and killed that night's dinner and it was thrilling. It was immediate gratification. The focus was on surviving now, today. But to scale to a multi-million-dollar business, you have to plant seeds for the next season. You have to till the soil, patiently waiting even when it looks like nothing is happening. You can think of this as a difference between pumping money into some ads to get some sales and consistently putting out organic brand-building content for years, which eventually becomes an incredible source of leads for years to come. The most successful entrepreneurs are those who operate from the longest time horizon. This is what creates predictability and consistency in your revenue, and this is what allows you to forecast, and this is what creates safety in your business. If you're not creating your business from a place of safety, if you're outsourcing safety to money or something else, it's going to be very hard to actually get the results that you want. And often to make this jump, the attributes that got you to this point have to now be replaced with new beliefs, new skills, and new character traits. So I experienced a little bit of a death on my journey. The things that I was great at, the things I was celebrated for, had now become a liability in terms of getting to the next level. And you probably have a sense of what this is for you. Many of my clients are very good at getting everything done themselves, handling all the marketing, being the face of the business, and also doing sales and everything else. Then they realized that they needed to delegate to free up their time for the higher leverage activities. And it didn't really matter that they were good at it anymore. It's actually an ego death of sort that happens. And this is scary. It's sometimes very unpleasant, but it's really important for us to go through this. And that's why it's hard, because a lot of entrepreneurs are sourcing their worth from what they're currently good at. But at every stage, we have to be willing to let go of those things to become someone else, to become a beginner again at something new. So if you want to rapidly scale your business without burning out, the key point is that you have to do less and focus on more impactful activities while increasing leverage. This mantra for exponential growth is less but better. You have to relentlessly ask yourself, will this activity or effort provide the highest possible contribution towards my goals? What's the most valuable result that I can achieve with this time and effort? These are two questions that I use every single day to guide what I work on. Another unconscious pattern that I see with entrepreneurs that holds them back is beating themselves up to get there faster. So do you beat yourself up over what you haven't accomplished yet in your business? Do you discount what you've achieved and unrelentingly focus on your shortcomings? Do you have a hard time celebrating yourself and your wins? Or if you do, it's only a brief acknowledgement before you bring back the drill sergeant? I certainly used to, and I used to think that I had to beat myself up in order to get myself to work hard. This is old parental programming. And I was afraid subconsciously that if I'm not hard on myself, if I don't pressure myself, then I wouldn't have the drive anymore to succeed. And I was completely wrong. Beating yourself up, being hard on yourself, is the worst fuel for your performance and your business. It drains you. It sucks out every drop of pleasure and joy out of your business. If this is you, I want you to give yourself the permission to drop these beliefs about yourself. You're going to get a lot further and get there a lot faster if you become the most loving, nurturing, supportive parent to yourself that, if you're like me, you maybe never had. Being kinder to yourself is the ultimate performance hack. It's also going to create more positive associations subconsciously with your business, which is going to reduce the amount of self-sabotage that you create. Remember, you don't have to dislike something to change it. You can go from good to great. All suffering in your business is completely optional, because the true cause of suffering is your thinking about the circumstance, never the circumstance itself. Because circumstances are neutral, right? The part that actually creates meaning, creates interpretations that hurt, is your thinking. And this is why your psychology is literally the most important thing in the journey of growing your business. Because when you clean up all these patterns, when you clean up all these ways of being, these ways of thinking, you're literally creating a better experience of life. You're creating a better experience of your business. And from that higher state, you can take better actions, you can make better decisions, and naturally all of those things produce better results. To sustain consistent action with a singular focus over a long enough time horizon, you have to generate and manufacture the desire for your long-term goals constantly. So we talked about consistent action with singular focus over a long enough time horizon, right? Most people have a really hard time sustaining this. The reason is that there isn't enough desire, there isn't enough of a connection to their long-term goals. They get disconnected from it, and then short-term gratification kicks in and the primitive brain takes over and they get sidetracked. You may be derailed with perfectionism, procrastination, avoidance, distraction, and shiny objects, because long-term gratification comes at the cost of short-term gratification. We can't have both. The prefrontal cortex, your executive brain, has to lead your primitive brain, right? The million-dollar business that you want to create is going to require this. Your ability to manage your urges that your primitive brain is really good at generating is going to determine your probability of success. Because your primitive brain only cares about conserving energy, increasing pleasure, and avoiding pain. That's the motivational triad, right? If you allow your primitive brain to run your business, you're going to chase immediate gratification and control the choices you make. And it's always going to feel like a struggle, right? The primitive brain is chasing safety. It runs from uncertainty. and it doesn't want to go into the unknown. So you're going to keep doing what you're used to doing. You're going to stay in the familiar. You're going to keep looping. And this is why most business owners run into a plateau. And you're going to keep optimizing for short-term reward and short-term gratification, basically money now, and you'll never actually focus on future money, and you'll keep being in that hunter mode. This is basically the core of self-leadership. You have to be able to lead yourself and all your parts and manage your primitive brain and its urges, especially when these parts are in conflict, because this is often the case. I'm going to create a separate training on how to deal with those internal conflicts, because it's absolutely critical to create that alignment, because without that alignment, you're just spending all of your energy managing these internal conflicts and you're not actually making forward progress. So if you want to be notified of that, find me on YouTube, subscribe to this podcast, wherever you're listening to this, follow me, because that's an in-depth training I'm going to cover next. Remember, desire drives action. When there's a lack of action, it's because there's a lack of, when you really want to do something, no one has to convince you to do it. No one had to convince me to eat ice cream, right? No one, I didn't need a Tony Robbins seminar to convince me that I wanted to eat ice cream. I just did. But the key is that this desire has to come from a positive place, right? Your desire to create the kind of business that you want, to create the kind of impact you want, have the kind of freedom, this desire has to come from a positive place. If you don't, if you are being driven by the avoidance of, if you're trying to get away from something and you're trying to use your business as a solution to that problem, it's not going to work. It's just going to create more lack and scarcity. I see this all the time, right? A business that's built on the foundation of lack and scarcity only creates a bigger experience of lack and scarcity. Plus, you'll be afraid to then lose what you worked so hard for, and it's just going to be miserable. If you think there is better than here, right, you're going to be resisting being here. You have to be pulled forward towards what you want rather than pushing away from what you don't. When you have desire and you apply that to action, you start realizing your dreams at warp speed because the right actions are taken from the right state. So the mathematical formula I want to give you is desire plus belief equals flow, and seven-figure flow in this case, right? Desire for what you want, belief that you can have it, you can create it, just creates an absence of resistance and doubt. And that's what flow is essentially. Remember, there are no rules. You are creating your own reality. It's all made up. When you look at your life and business, if you like, congratulations. If you're in love with every aspect of it, well done. You've hit the jackpot. But if you aren't, if you would like some aspects to be different, maybe more money, maybe work less, maybe have more fun, feel less stressed, feel deeply in appreciation of yourself and feel really proud of yourself, then the only way to make that happen is by stepping into the role of creator, right? By taking responsibility for who you are, for your frequency, for your state of being. To do that, you must first take responsibility for what you've created currently. You got to be honest with yourself, right? Then you need to get really clear on what you desire. Then you combine this desire with the belief that you can do this, and you take action from this place till you become the kind of person who has the life and business that you want. Guys, I'm literally giving you the formula that I teach to all my clients, to all the entrepreneurs in my masterminds, my private clients. I'm literally giving you the exact process I've used over and over again for myself, for my clients. It's literally this simple. Now, I know simple doesn't mean easy, but I want you to have this map. I want you to have a sense for what this is going to take. Because the more clear you are on what this is going to take, the less you're going to waste your time, energy, and effort doing all the things that aren't really going to get you there. Look, for me, this journey is infinite. I'll be doing this for the rest of my life. I've literally designed my business to be the ultimate vehicle of my own growth and evolution. And the entrepreneurs who work with me are the same. They're in it for the process of becoming the greatest version of themselves. This is literally what we're going to do in the Frequency Mastermind. We're going to literally architect, create the greatest version of ourselves. But rather than adding more, right? Rather than adding more to ourselves, following someone else's model, becoming someone that's not authentic, right? We're actually going to chip away, like Michelangelo, at the block of marble till we reveal the masterpiece of a statue that's hiding underneath. Because guess what? You're not missing anything. You are already whole, perfect, and complete. You just sometimes lose touch with that truth. And when you master the frequency of the greatest version of yourself, your business grows effortlessly while you have the time of your life. Remember, you don't create freedom, wealth, or security by what you do. You create freedom, wealth, and security by what you own. The game of entrepreneurship is basically the process of building assets. And the greatest asset that you can create is your character, your mindset, your knowledge, and your skill set. It's the only thing that no one can take away from you. Because always, the most valuable investment you will ever make is in yourself. Guys, this is it. You have to focus on yourself. And if you do that unrelentingly, you will get everything that you want. I hope this was useful. If you're new to this channel, if you're new to my neck of the woods on the internet, I'm Ani Manian. It's my mission to empower entrepreneurs and help them develop themselves so they can effortlessly create the exponential success that they want and the impact that they want on the world. So thank you for joining me. Please like, subscribe, do all that stuff so you can stay posted, because I'm going to be unleashing a torrent of content like this at you. And I hope this is useful and I can't wait to see you soon.
thank you for listening to this podcast. If you're the kind of person who likes to help others, then please share this with your friends and family. You know that if you found value, they will too. So please share this episode via your social media channels. Also, if you have any questions, I'm here to assist you. Please shoot an email to ani@animanian.com, and I may even use your question for a future podcast episode. Also, if you want transformational content like this, please connect with me on Instagram at ani.manian. Finally, I do have a personal request. I believe that we're all here to help each other and to grow and evolve together. If you want to help awaken more people to their limitless nature, please leave a 5-star review on iTunes. I'm grateful that with your assistance, we can transform more lives together. Thanks for listening, and remember, you are limitless.